It's January Book Club. I can't believe I've not seen Sylvia Kent for so many months. It's not right, I don't feel. But hopefully she'll be back in the studio soon. So Sylvia Kent, as you know, is a writer. History is her favourite subject, and her current book is Brentwood in 50 Buildings, which is in the bookshops. She's got a hugely successful blog as well at sylviakent.blogspot.com, and she's part of the Billericay Readers Group, Brentwood Writers Circle, and of course the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. So good morning!
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well. Very well. And welcome, everyone, to 2021. My goodness. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you, when was the last time you were actually in the studio with me?
Last February, I think it was.
Oh, it's not. Is it that long?
And we just started, I think we just started the Essex Book Festival.
Yes.
And launched that in Chelmsford at the university. Everything was cut.
Yeah.
And all that organising, which takes, you know, it takes place a good year or so beforehand, all had to be dropped. That was then, but as you know, we've carried on in other ways.
Yes.
Using Zoom and what we're doing now. We had 10 really nice guests on your programme last year. Off we go again.
Well, now we're going to kick off with Billericay Readers Group. Everything is virtual at the moment. So what have you been reading?
Oh, I'm still working my way through Jane Austen, only because we had planned to visit her place at Chawton in Hampshire. Yeah. And I have been invited for a whole weekend to do some work and advertise Chawton, because it's one of these places you should visit and get the feel of how she wrote those books a couple of hundred years ago.
Yeah.
And that's where we keep all our silverware for the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, all our lovely silver cups and chalices and things. So it would be lovely to visit there, but I have to read the six books, the six novels, and that's what we've been doing over the last year or so at Billericay in the our readers group. And we're doing Zoom, which I don't like very much, but
you've got to get the camera angle right.
We manage.
What about Brentwood Writers Circle?
Brentwood Writers, as you know, I think I mentioned last time, are celebrating their 80th birthday, and we're going to launch a book, an anthology, but I can't tell you much about it because I've been told off if I do. So, but that will be lovely, and we welcome new members now. At one point, we were 60 strong, too many to get into where we met, first at the Ursuline, and now at Bardswell.
Yeah.
But now we have spaces for members who just want to find out what it's like, perhaps to write a book or get into magazine writing. And there's someone to help everyone there. So I would urge you perhaps to go to their website, which is www.brentwoodwriterscircle.org. See some of our work and what we offer locally.
Because of lockdown, they might be thinking, oh, I've always wanted to write a book or do something, and that is a really good place to go. What would your advice be?
Well, just be in touch with other writers. The enthusiasm is wonderful. If I could capture that and put it in a bottle and then give someone a sniff, you know, when they're ready to write their book and read. I mean, I always say that. I'm actually reading a book by one of our SWWJ people she's a patron, actually, and her name is Freya North. And I'm in the middle of a book called The Turning Point, set in Norfolk, a place I know. And, oh, it's a fabulous book. So I read several books at once in between writing. It's quite difficult, but it works out. And as I say, with the society, we are still attracting new young authors, females and chaps, who can come along as a male associate on our websites, see what we're doing, see how much you have to pay to become a member. And we're a mixture of professional and new young writers. And we have these great events, Zoom meetings and webinars. That's the thing at the moment. I enjoy all of it. I mean, yeah. I spend too much time in my office, I suppose. I do try to exercise a bit, but just mainly in the garden and sort of up, just up the shops now and again, but not much. And borrow books. You don't have to go out and spend and everything. I mean, up until this third lockdown, I was going into Brentwood now and again to sign books and talk to people about what my current book is about and how people were there in Brentwood and were so interesting.
Yeah.
Lord Byron used to come to Brentwood, and so many other people would come to see the houses that where some of the posh people lived, you know. One thing I would say, I'm currently working on the International Women's Day event, which is March the 8th, and I'm writing about that for one of the magazines that is issued in Romford. And I'm finding so many interesting aspects of history.
Yes.
Which I love. You know, I love
history. I know you love history.